Hi all, come on in. Hey, everybody. Welcome. See everybody coming in. Welcome. We'll get started in just a minute. Someone will confirm in the chat you can hear me. That would be amazing. Hi, Denise. Welcome. All right, here we are. You are at the Handling the Holidays, What I Could Think versus What I Currently Think call. I'm going to take 1 second, and some of you that were in the waiting room are not being admitted in the way that I would want. So I'm clicking and admitting you all really quick while everyone settles in. So I want you to remember this is a call where we are in our grid view where we can all see each other. You can turn off your camera if you like. I'm taking a moment to admit everyone in the waiting room because it's not working how I would have chosen. We got this because I'm an OBS woman. And thank you, Jean. That's very sweet. I love you too. This call, make sure that your chat is to everyone in the room. Excuse me, everyone in the room. Everyone in the meeting, not just the host, so that we can all see you. And I'm sorry it's taken a second, but anybody who had been in the waiting room did not get automatically admitted to the room. And I don't want to leave anybody out. So I'm just taking a little extra minute to get everyone in. And I apologize for that. And I'm going to, well, admit all. Okay, so here we go. I'm so excited about doing the Handling the Holidays call with you. This call is a worksheet call. We're going to work on the worksheet that looks like this. I'm going to post the link to the worksheets here. There's the link to the worksheets, and here we go. I'm Coach Julie. This is the Handling the Holidays call, What I Could Think versus What I Currently Think worksheet. This is an interactive style call, which means we can see each other, we can communicate with each other. It's all about seeing our OBS woman community, using all the special features like breaking out together and doing the worksheet and practicing together. And again, you're welcome to have your camera off or on, but when it's time to break out, if you do decide to break out, please participate. We had incredible breakout rooms at camp, and so I don't want you to miss out on the sharing. So, a quick introduction. I'm Coach Julie. I've been an OBS coach for just about a year now. I work one-on-one with clients, and I coach on all kinds of things, but I love coaching on setting giant goals and accomplishing them. So, you name it, have 100 pounds to lose, want to run a marathon, change a career in midlife, have an incredible sex life. Today's the day. You deserve your best life today. And I love working with clients on accomplishing their goals. So that's a little bit about me. I'm gonna, and somebody just said climbing some stairs. Yes. For those of you who don't know me, I am a competitive stair climber and travel around the country climbing tall towers. So I just dropped the links again for this course. I want to do a shout out. Everybody's holiday season starts at a different time. And we had a holiday this week. Monday was Indigenous Peoples Day. And that brings us to the first interactive question I have for you. When does the holiday season begin for you? So this is a time where we can talk to each other. So I want you to look at the bottom of your screen. You'll see the little emoji smile that has the word reactions under it. If you click on that, there's a button that says raise hand. So if you want to talk to me, if you want to come on screen, you raise your hand and I'll call you up and we can interact with each other. So I can see we've got people that are Thanksgiving is when their holiday season starts, Halloween. We've got a few Halloweens. I know Canadian Thanksgiving just happened, right? So the holiday season there already started. So what we all consider holidays is totally different than each other, right? We're all completely different. We have an employee, I think this is true. If I'm lying, she'll tell you. But we have an employee that puts up her Christmas tree on Halloween and has it up all year long. So Michelle, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Michelle Robinson. Hi.
Hi.
When did your holiday season start?
Can you see me? Actually, it started on Monday, Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, see, there you go. Thank you. So what do you do for Canadian Thanksgiving? What did you do?
I do a ham. Like, we have a sous vide machine, so we do our ham in the sous vide. Mm-hmm. And then I don't do a big turkey at Thanksgiving because I do a turkey at Christmas. So I do it's a white breast turkey roll.
Okay.
So I just do that in the oven, and then I do stuffing for everybody else because I don't like it, and gravy for everybody else because I don't like it, and I do a potato casserole, which is made with those hash browns, those little hash brown potatoes. So I do that. And then this year I did steamed carrots, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts.
And your family came together?
Well, yeah, it's just us and the kids. So it was, there were six of us.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. Thank you. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you. But I wanted to let you know that, I just joined in August. And I would have never done this. I was really hungry for dinner, but I took a smaller plate and only a little bit. I didn't take any ham, but I just took a little bit of what I wanted because I knew I wanted pie. I also had bought a pumpkin pie and then apple pie. So I ate that. I was done before everybody else because I was so hungry. And I just started cleaning up and I just cleaned up. And, you know, as people were finished, whatever, I just cleaned up. So by the time dinner was done, the kitchen was clean. And then we don't eat dessert right away. We usually wait in about an hour or so and then came back for dessert. And I was able to have my pie because I wasn't, you know, overly stuffed from dinner. So.
Well, that's so great. Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving to all those Canadians out there too.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
So anybody who's come up when we've talked, you can put your hand down by going to that same button, just so you know. So let's keep talking about holidays. I have done the worksheet. I'm going to share it with you in a little bit, and there's going to be time for you to work on the worksheet here with me. But the first thing that I want to do is share my screen with you and go to the course on the website, and let's just do a little walk through the course. So if you go to the No BS website, so this is my personal homepage, just like yours. And in the sidebar here, there's self-study resources, and you click on that. And then you go to self-paced workshops. And that's going to take you to all of the awesomeness that is the self-paced workshop homepage. And as you can see right here on the screen is the Handling the Holidays course. So I clicked on Get Started. And this takes you to the homepage for Handling the Holidays. So as you can see right here is where the schedule of the calls are. Right here is where the workbook is. And then as you come down the page, you'll see the course units are here. If you notice, I have gone through the course already. That's why there's a blue check next to each of the boxes. So there are four units. The introduction is incredible, so I highly recommend getting started so that you're prepared for the holiday. And each of the calls will be here in the replay. So you can see that Unit one will be handling the holidays introduction, and you can kind of go through our worksheet call will be the unit one, what I currently think versus what I could think with the coaches. That's me. And that will be where you could hear this call and replay. So this is the entire hub of the course. And currently we're going to be working with page five, I believe, which is the what I currently think versus what I could be thinking sheet. So it looks like this. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen and let's talk about this a bit more. So for whatever reason, and we all know, right, like our reticular activation system is like nerves in our brain that filter out the noise, and they want us to focus on important things, and old shitty is super controlling and like tries to take control of this system. And so it makes a lot of drama in our brains around holidays and family and presents and food and all the things around the holidays, right? But like everything else in No BS that we've learned, really this is a system of like the holidays are not causing our feelings. Our thoughts about the holidays are causing our feelings. And so deciding to think on purpose, how we want to show up for the holidays, and starting now, setting the intention today is all about what this worksheet is about. So I want you to know that you're not alone. I'm going to share mine with you in a little bit. And I want you to understand that we have a history with holidays from the past, but the past is not always an indicator of how the future is going to be. We get to decide how we think. So this is the time, 2021 holiday season is the time for you to decide. You're in total control of how you're going to think and feel over the holidays. So I'm going to share my sheet with you to give you some examples before I give you worksheet time. So some of you know that we moved this year, and we specifically moved about 650 miles away from my parents. And my dad has cancer. I have all the thoughts about moving away and not being here for the holidays. And so my first thought is, this is our first holiday season since we moved away from mom and dad. And I put this down specifically so you could see. Do you see how there's very little emotion in that statement? Like, it almost could be a fact, except for if we dissect it, the statement we moved away from sounds like really judgmental, like we intentionally moved away from them, which is not what happened. And so what I could think instead is, it's our first season back in Washington. It's our first holiday season back here in Washington. And why is that different? It takes that idea that we like intentionally moved away from my parents, which makes me feel like shit. And it reminds me that we're just back in Washington, the place we had been living for 10 years before we moved to be near my parents for a few years. It takes that charge out of it, right? It's our first holiday season back in Washington, feels really neutral to me and loving. So we can't possibly make it special from 600 miles away. This is something that I've been really wrestling with, right? Like this idea that it's only special if we're together. This is just categorically untrue. This is an old shitty that is not serving me. So I'm changing that to, we're getting creative to make it special and connect from afar. So we have all kinds of things that are a big deal in my family. For those of you who don't know, I'm like a mega baker, like at a professional level. I have had a side baking business for years. And I have this cookie jar. I make my dad the cookies. They always go in the jar. So we're visiting them next week. I'm starting off our holiday season next week with bringing the cookies in the jar. And this brings me to a thought that I didn't write down because it came to me after I filled out the worksheet. But I was making the idea that they're so far away and we can't get to them in the winter mean that it couldn't be special, which is basically what I wrote there. We can't possibly make it special from afar. And what I realized is we get to decide. The day of the year is not the holiday. When the four of us are together, that's the real fellowship. So we're visiting my parents next week. We're having Thanksgiving. That's it. The Thanksgiving part has to do with us playing cards and laughing and being with each other. It has nothing to do with that one day anymore because we don't live near each other. So we're creating that intentionally. So as you can see, since we moved during COVID, we have no friends here. It's going to be a quiet holiday season. So much judgment, right? What's really going to happen is we're going to create an amazing, intimate holiday season together. Right? Like, I could get all up in this. It's just us. It's going to be so quiet. Even if that's true, it's just not serving me to think about it like that. Right? That's a thought that's not helpful. Right? What I know is my mate and I know how to make a really special time together. So why create this drama in my head that it's going to be so quiet or we're going to be isolated? And you can see, I took it a step further. It's only going to be the two of us. And that's a fact. It will be the two of us. But again, why focus on the fact that it's just the two of us in like a negatively charged way? It's like, we know how to celebrate a season together. We know how to make things special for each other. This is a gift we have in our relationship. So instead of focusing on like, it's only the two of us, it's like, yeah, it's the two of us. And we know how to do it upright. So these are some examples from my own life. I know there's a little bit of a theme around my thinking, but that's okay, right? Like we all have different things going on in the holidays. I know some of you have lost people or live afar from your family or are having tough times. Like we're all going to have our own thoughts that are not serving us. So I want you to spend a few minutes. I'm going to do the links in here. I want you to spend, I'm going to set a 5-minute timer. And I want you to do the first column only. So the thought you're currently thinking going into the holiday, just completely ignore the I could think section. And so that is what I currently think for 5 minutes, and it's 3:17. So at 3:22, we'll come back and then you can raise your hand and share them. Sure, Jean, I'll do a baking demonstration. I'm going to mute while you guys fill out your what I currently think. Such a great question. There's a question in the chat. Does it have to be a fact? No. What it needs to be is your thinking. So for anybody who just joined us, we're working on handling the holiday. What I could think versus what I currently think. It's a worksheet that looks like this. I just shared it on the screen for a few minutes. And you're filling out the what I currently think column. And it is about your thoughts. And then I posted the link to the resources. We're going to do that for 5 minutes. I want to offer you one extra thing. This is the first worksheet in a self-paced workshop that is editable. So for you digital divas out there, you can actually type in this form as well. So for those that are popping in, we're currently working on the what I currently think versus what I could think worksheet from the Handling the Holidays self-paced course. I see some feedback in the chat that when they're typing into the worksheet, they're having a little bit of trouble. I will give tech support that information. Obviously, this is the first time we've offered that, so I apologize for having trouble with that. We have 1 minute left. We're completing the column, I currently think. All right, so here we go. If you would like some support with how you're currently thinking, you can raise your hand by clicking on the reactions button at the bottom of the screen. There's a little emoji there, and then I'll call you up. And before I call the first person, for those of you who are new to NoBS or who have not heard all of the modules yet, we think things and our thoughts cause us to feel, and our feelings cause us to do things. And this is in module 2 of NoBS, the think, feel, do cycle. And with the resource links that I have posted for you here, there is a link to that section in the NoBS course. So called Think, Feel, Do, and then you'll want to listen to the units thereafter. So you are still in the right place, but just trust that when you have done module 2 of NoBS, you'll have a better understanding. But this call is still for you. You're going to get lots from hearing the coaching. So Tristan, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Welcome.
Hi there. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. So tell me what you are currently thinking.
Okay, so just a little bit of a backstory. My parents are both gone. My mom passed away Christmas Eve morning 15 years ago. Okay. So I might cry. I'm going to try not to.
Okay.
But holidays were big in my family, starting with Thanksgiving. 4 o'clock in the morning, she would start cooking. And right through Christmas, New Year's Day. And so I've tried to avoid family at the holidays. I go to my best friends. This year, I'm going to New Hampshire to see a friend, you know, but I do have, you know, I do see my family during the holidays, but I try and avoid the big family gatherings just because, you know, but I do have one of my thoughts is I do have an uncle who likes to make comments about my weight every time he sees me. So I've been avoiding him And I feel bad because he's one of my only uncles left. But, you know, I wish I could just say back the F up, you know, like from camp this week, you know, but I know he does it out of concern. You know, I lose weight, I gain weight, I lose weight, I gain weight, and I still get the same. Stop eating, drink water. I'm like, stop.
So what is the thought you're currently thinking?
So it's just, my thought is just, he's going to comment on my weight and do I avoid him? How do I, you know, cause I just sit there and I take it. I'm like, you know, yeah.
Your thought is he's going to comment on your weight.
Right.
And he probably is, right? That's going to be the circumstance you're in, right? Uncle says words. What do you want to make that mean?
I try and tell myself that he's doing it out of concern, and he most likely is. You know, I'm the youngest niece he has, so I get it. It's probably coming from love, but it's just, we're not close enough to be talking about my weight. Like Corinne said in the video, it's not public discussion, you know?
Yeah. So what do you want to think instead when your uncle says words?
That's it. Just blow it off. Like, oh, the sky's blue.
Right.
I mean, it's a fact. Yes. I need to, you know, I would like to lose weight. I'm working on it. I have a mirror.
His words, I really want you to understand, Kristen, his words have no power until you give them power. Right? Like, they're just words. They're just sentences that come out of his mouth. Until you make him right, they don't mean anything.
Right. That's true. That's a good way to think of it.
So you get to decide, like, uncle says words. There he goes again. He's saying the words. And right. You can feel confident, right? Like, they don't have to be true.
Right. That is true. That's a good way to think of it, because I decide how I'm going to take them.
Yes, you do, my friend. You decide. Like, he can say whatever words he wants, and they don't mean anything until you make them mean something. I want you to sit with that till we get to the section about what I could think, and, like, you know, think about that for a minute, maybe journal on it while we're doing more coaching, because the power is in you to decide what to think about his words. And you can literally just feel like, there he goes again, saying the words. That's it.
Right.
Feel confident and do you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Yes. Bye. Brianna, I want to say it right.
Hello. Can you see me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's Brianna.
Brianna.
Okay. Yeah. So my thought, and this is a thought that I have in general, but especially during the holidays, is something that I'm worried about. I have a hard time eating to enough when everyone around me overeats, and I'm worried about how to handle that during the holiday, since that's normal during that time.
Yes. So you have a thought, it's longer than this, but I have a hard time eating to enough. Now I want you to tell me, how is that thought serving you at all?
It's not. And I know that it's not true in that, like, well, I know that I have been able to stop myself at enough before around other people who are overeating. So I know that it's, like, not actually true. I mean, it's true in the sense that, like, I have this mental battle with myself as it's happening, but my do line is still the same. Like, I usually am able to stop myself. Not always, but I usually am able to stop it enough.
I think it's really important for you to stop yourself and say, like, that's just something I'm thinking right now, right? Like, it doesn't mean anything. I don't have to listen to my brain. What would be something you could say to yourself that would be more in support of your long-term goals?
That's where I'm trying to figure out. Maybe instead of focusing on what other people are doing or not doing, focus on, like, I know that I'm capable of stopping at enough, and just, like, completely take out what other people are doing.
Yes. And you can even, like, in terms of using a ladder concept, you could take it one rung down the ladder and say, like, I'm still learning how to stop at enough. I'm figuring out how to stop at enough, right? That's saying the same thing, but it's so much more loving to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like with me, the sentence that I said that was like, I can't possibly make it special from 600 miles away is like, even if I think that that's true, why is that useful? Like, I know how to make things special. It's the same concept. Like, you know, you are figuring out how to stop it enough. It's not helpful reminding yourself it's hard or a struggle.
Right. Right. And maybe like reminding myself that like, I am capable of doing it because I have done it before. And like, instead of focusing on like, oh, I'm worried that I won't, think about like, I, in this moment, have the power to slow myself down and like actually think about it and do what I want to do instead of like worrying myself into doing what I don't want to do.
Yes. Yes. Brianna, you go. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carrie or Kari. I want to say it right too. You guys got to tell me if I'm saying it wrong. Carrie.
It's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
So tell me a thought that you currently think.
Okay, so I have two thoughts. They're very intertwined.
Okay.
So the one thought is that it'll be another year of inviting my husband's family to our Thanksgiving at our home. And kind of like the weekly drama up to them, like I'll go to my husband, did you ask? He'll say, yes, I asked. And so it's because the thoughts that I have that they haven't accepted in past years, that they don't come. And it makes me sad, you know, and I just get nervous about it. But I want them to say yes. That's why I keep asking.
Yeah, but do you see how you're creating your suffering all the way into October around it? Because you're already living your thought as if it's true.
Yeah, until I saw the worksheet, I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving. And I started. <Right? laughs>
But what if you could decide that you're inviting them from a place of love and that's it? Whether they receive it, accept it, or whatever, that is totally irrelevant.
And I do tell myself, I have those thoughts too. I do. And I guess I have to keep reminding myself of that.
Yeah. I mean, that really is just the no BS way.
Yeah.
Patience, repetition, persistence, right? Like developing a new habit, a new way of thinking. You know, 60 to 90 days is when you really started solidifying the habit, right? So if right now you're already practicing another year of inviting the family and all the drama leading up to it, like you're creating the drama already for yourself. So there's no opportunity to have no drama because you've already made the drama.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're living the drama right now. They haven't even said no.
Yeah, it's true.
So you get to decide that the no doesn't mean anything, and don't respond to the no before they even offer it to you.
Yeah. Well, right. the next part of it has to do with the no.
Okay.
So if they say no, us having our Thanksgiving with my parents and then his parents and his brother having a Thanksgiving like 2 miles down the road, it just...
What are you making 2 miles down the road mean, Carrie?
Well, it means that we should be together to me.
Right, but that should, right? Like, that is just a form of judgment. It doesn't mean anything.
I know.
You're making it mean that they should be doing your Thanksgiving.
Well, honestly, what I'm making it mean is that they don't like me. to be perfectly honest.
So this is the true thought you're thinking, right? I currently think that when they don't come to Thanksgiving, they don't like you.
Sorry.
Okay. So I want you to write that down because you kind of sorted it out to the real thought. When they don't come to Thanksgiving, thought. They don't like me.
Yeah.
So now when we move in, we're going to be moving into the second column here in a second. I want you to work on that thought that you've just kind of unveiled. Okay.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we got some hands up, but we need to move into the second section. So you'll be my hands for the second section. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes to complete the I could be thinking section. And so you can go right next to each thought and write the thought you would think instead. I could be thinking. And we'll do 5 minutes on that too. For those of you just joining us, we're finishing up the second column on the what I currently think versus what I could think worksheet, the I could think column. There's just about another minute. All right. So we have some hands raised. Let's do a couple minutes on the very clearly state your current thought and then clearly state the thought I could think. And together we can do just a little bit of fine tuning before we go into the breakout. And I just want to tell you right now that literally the breakout room today is a powerful tool for you. We are going to create an action plan together for how we want to show up for the holidays, and we could all really use that. So, all right, Kate, I'm asking you to unmute. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Julie. Hi, everyone.
Welcome. So will you clearly state the thought you currently think and then the thought that you could think?
Yeah, sure. So last year I was a groupie and I had the goal to lose over the holidays and that didn't eventuate. So thinking about this holidays, my current thoughts are I want my weight loss more. So I'm going to do a drink and food plan over the holidays. And I'm concerned about this because it means that I won't be able to numb out when I find the event becomes overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So then my thoughts on what I could think is that the first one is that it's okay to feel feelings. Christmas is much bigger than it was now we're married. And it's also my daughter's birthday on Christmas Eve. So maybe just acknowledge those facts for starters. Mm-hmm. Then I had asked myself why I feel overwhelmed. And it's usually because I feel guilty that our kids are given all these gifts and then other children have nothing. So maybe instead of just doing one charity gift drive before Christmas with my kids, I could then donate some more things with my kids after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then in the moment on the days, I thought I could focus on what strategies I already have to use and feel feelings like circular breathing, mindfulness, and then maybe just taking the kids outside when I feel I need a break from all the presents and events.
Yeah. So I think the things you could be doing, like going out with the kids and all of that, is awesomeness. But I want you to remember that that's really more like working from the do line, which is fantastic. But I want you to work back to the thought that will generate a feeling of confidence that you can implement that do line. I'm guessing a thought like, I'm figuring out how to not numb out at the holidays, which is your original thought was about numbing out and your concerns about that. So I want you to get a really clear thought that you want to think on purpose that generates that feeling of confidence that then you can implement that awesome do line. Okay.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Chrissy.
Hello.
Hi, Chrissy. Give me go ahead and go through your I currently think and I could think.
So I currently think I have children from a previous marriage, and it's always been an issue. I currently think this, that I don't get to have my kids on the holidays because they're used to going with their dad for the holidays. I wish that especially my daughter could be here and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote down that Lily, she's my daughter, has another family and she's comfortable with them and cared for.
Okay. So that makes sense, right? Like, and you could even expand your current I could think thoughts to like, I have her all the other times of the year, right? Like it's not really about holidays. So I think you're right on the right track for yourself there. Great job, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm going to take one last one. I don't have your name. It says iPhone. You can tell me your name and then we'll move forward. Hi, what is your first name?
Hi, Joellen.
Hi, Joellen. Thank you. Hi. So what is your current thought you think? And what could you think?
All right. So I currently think that what I thought was going to be a wonderful holiday season, since my kids and grandkids are living in Maine within 10 miles of me for the first time ever, has turned into a clusterfuck.
Okay.
As the two sisters have been on the outs since number two moved in next door. And okay. I am miserable being in the middle trying to help them through it.
Okay. And what could you think instead?
All right. I got two ideas.
Okay.
The first thought is that the holidays will be what I make them. I can't force the girls to get along, but I will enjoy my time with my grandkids no matter what.
Yeah, those are great.
I like my thought, but I'm not sure about my feel. I say I feel better, but that's not
right. You know, I can't say happy yet. Yeah, I love that you brought this up because this doesn't. This is, you know how Corinne oftentimes will talk about, like, we can't always take something negative and turn it into roses and daisies.
Right.
You may not get roses and daisies out of this, but if you can feel better and that causes you to do things that support your long-term goals instead of eating your own face off, like, isn't that great? You are on the right track, Joellen.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So I want to offer you 10 minutes of breakout rooms, and I want to encourage you to stay. When we come back, we'll do a little bit of chatting of takeaways and just a little bit of sharing. But while you're in your breakouts, I want you to come up with an action plan around holiday thought work. Like, how do you want to think on purpose and how are you going to implement that? So we're going to just break out for about 10 minutes and for approximately, you know, 6-7 members per room. And I encourage you to stick around and participate because the groupthink of the breakouts is so powerful. So I'm going to set those rooms up right now and we'll get started. Thank you so much. And I'll see you back in about 10 minutes. Everybody's getting assigned. Sorry, Amy. You want to go to 11? Okay. I don't have you to assign right now. For those of you who are trying to assign, having a little bit of technical difficulties here trying to get you assigned. So I'm not seeing you in an unassigned space to assign you. Okay, I'm sorry. If anyone's here that's wanting to be assigned, I see a couple people. All right, Beverly. Sorry about the hassle, everyone. A little bit of technical trouble here with the assigning, which is not normal, but we were a little glitchy coming in today too, so I apologize. Thanks all for your patience. We're having a little Zoom trouble tonight. I apologize. Anyone who is here, that we're coming back in 1 minute, so I'm not going to be assigning you. And I apologize for those of you who didn't get assigned properly. I got a thumbs up from Amy. Thank you. Not exactly sure what happened. But I love you all, and we're coming back in 1 minute anyway. Thank you all so much for staying. The breakout rooms are closing down. That didn't go as well as planned. I apologize, but I have no control over Zoom. So thank you for your patience and understanding. While the rest of the participants are coming back in, who wants to raise a hand and share their takeaways with me? And then also, who wants to share takeaways in the chat? Because I would love to see some takeaways from what you worked on today. Okay, Michelle, I'm going to unmute you first. I'm just going to give it another few seconds to let everyone get back. So for those of you coming back in, I apologize, we had a little bit of a zoomy, glitchy situation with breakout rooms. So I humbly apologize for that. And thank you so much for sticking with me and being here. Yay. I see some high fives, so that's great. Please, in the chat, share some of your takeaways. And then if you want to share takeaways on screen with me, we have a couple minutes. So yes, it could be your current thinking or just the idea of what you're getting from this call. So for me, I will share with you that my takeaway is that the power of controlling my own thinking and deciding the story I'm going to tell myself is really important. And I want to be intentional this winter throughout the entire holiday season so that I don't just go through it and eat, you know, Christmas cookie my way all the way to the end. I want to be intentional about how I show up. So that's my personal biggest takeaway. So, Michelle, what's your takeaway?
Hi, again. Sorry, I was in my room all by myself. So
I'm sorry. We had a few little glitches with the Zoom. Okay. What's your biggest takeaway personally?
Well, basically, mine was mostly my things were about food. So I just thought, okay, so I can just think I always have the choice of what food I'm going to enjoy and put in my mouth this season. Yes. Like it's my choice. Right.
So great. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Thank you.
I'll read some in the chat and you're obviously welcome to raise your hand. So somebody said, getting this from the call. Jenna said this. First, I didn't think I had that much baggage around the holidays, but Lord, I filled that sheet and now it's going away here in no time. Glad I did it ahead of time instead of drowning unexpectedly. Yes, you get to think on purpose, Jenna. Yes. So you're welcome, Claire. Mad props out to Ariane for jumping in head first. Reach out for support anytime. You guys are being so supportive of each other. Oh, Catherine said, I have no idea how negative my thinking was about the holidays. I'm grateful for taking the time to think on purpose. I'll definitely have a more enjoyable experience. I love that. So this is like the key, right? If everyone goes to module 2 and refreshes on the think, feel, do cycle and what a thought is, I highly recommend that, because using that to handle the holidays is just our normal no BS work around these special times that we have with each other. Because remember, the holidays are about the people. Yes, they're about food, but they're about the people, right? We want to connect with our people. And so like we can totally manage the food part if we manage our minds. And then we've got a couple of others here. I can only do my best to get all the things done and to not sacrifice my mental and physical health by shooting all over myself, Christina said. Yes, Christina, that is fantastic. So I want to remind you that the next Q&A is what I want with Corinne on the 27th. Holiday goal setting with Corinne on the 30th. Oh, and Ariane asked an example of holiday protocols that we can access. That's such a great question. I'll see if that's possible, but I want you to know I'm happy to share mine either in Ask Coaches with you. If you post a question with that question to my attention, I will share mine with you. Or if you ask on Facebook and tag me, I'll share it, but I'm happy to tell it to you now before we go in wrap up. So I have all kinds of rules for myself that I love. My rules fall under the holiday protocol, and it looks a lot like this. If I'm having an appetizer, I don't have dessert. If I see that I love the dessert, I don't have an appetizer. If I have a drink, I don't have dessert, like alcoholic beverage. If I have a sweet drink, like a cocoa or a hot cider, I don't have dessert. Like I have a bunch of things. I go through a buffet line one time. I look at all the food. I pick out the things I love and I completely mentally discard anything that I don't absolutely love, right? I am not eating foods I don't love. I am only eating foods I love if I'm hungry and too satisfied. I take a small portion because I know I can always go back if I still have hunger. And I plan all around dessert, right? Like you're not a baker and then not want to eat, try the desserts. So I will go straight to desserts, see what I want to try. And I work my way back from hunger there. I want to be hungry through the dessert. So I eat less dinner, right? I want to have hunger so that I can have dessert. So that's kind of my holiday protocol. Someone just said best bites, enjoy the shit early. Yes, I'm not an eat dessert before the meal person, but like, go for it if that's you. I want you to know you get to decide how you want to think and feel and how you want to do the holidays in 2021. And we at NoBS are here to support you through it. So I hope you enjoy the rest of this course, and I'll see you all soon in the membership for sure. In Ask Coaches, come see me in Facebook. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. You're such a great group. I'll see you soon. Bye now.